All right, I'm here with Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronis. He's been pushing an initiative to provide financial relief for firefighters across the state that are diagnosed with cancer. This is after studies show they are 68% more likely to develop the disease. The bill made it to the seventh week of session without being heard, but after House Speaker Jose Oliva said the legislation would move, it did just that. It's now heading to the floor after passing the State Affairs Committee. The Senate bill is also on the floor. Jimmy, talk about what this means for firefighters across Florida now that this bill is nearing full passage.
Sure. So our firefighters, they're heroes in my mind. They work 24/7, 365. They are the constant safety net behind every one of our communities. And as they have had our backs all this time, it was time for the Florida legislature for us to stand united and show that we had their backs. So today was a good day in the Florida House.
All right, and that's not the only thing that happened. They also added an amendment on the bill. I believe now volunteer firefighters and part-time firefighters will also be included on that.
So, again, I think when the legislature embraces and adding benefits, there'll be somewhere some local governments will need to be able to figure out how to bring that policy in for line. So, look, I think as they can cover all different levels of service when it comes to the fire services, that's not just good for the profession, it's good for recruitment. It helps people realize that this is a profession that can go in that is going to give them peace of mind, that the profession is going to protect them and also give their family comfort that their loved one has some peace of mind and safety.
And I know you've been a big proponent of this. You actually have the
decontamination buckets.
Yeah, you know them better than I do. But how much does this help prevent? I mean,
so I'm a big believer. Fixing problems, I like preventing problems. And the decontamination kits with the partnership with the University of Miami's Sylvester Institute is changing the approach of cleanliness towards after the fire has been extinguished and how we treat their bunker gear and how they get back in the cabs and how they get back into their fire station where they, you know, live and spend sometimes more time there than with their own families. So we've got to create a cleanliness culture. And that's exactly what the decontamination buckets do. What this bill does here is going to ensure that, heaven forbid, they're diagnosed with cancer, that we've got a plan, an action plan in place to help them treat it and ensure that they're not left financially ruined because of it.
And so this is the state, you know, saying, hey, we're going to help out. On the county, like Palm Beach County, they did it on their own.
Right.
Will this also help? Will this fund, I guess, those small rural counties maybe be able to help do the same?
Well, and it really depends on where their relationship is with the state retirement system. Almost all counties, all 67 counties are part of it. But some firefighters, what are called local plans that are municipal plans, those will be something they'll have to deal with at the local level. But if you're a member of FRS, there's some benefits that tie into this particular legislation.
And have you heard from those like local municipality groups about where they are on providing these same benefits for?
So the League of Cities definitely had some hesitation on this, but this is no different than last year with the PTSD legislation. In my opinion, the League of Cities was dead wrong. And at the end of the day, we proposed and passed legislation that complemented our firefighters. You know, hats off to Mayor Lenny Curry last year. You know, he came out, was a strong advocate for our PTSD legislation. You know, as I've talked to Mayor Jimenez of Miami-Dade County, he's come out, he's been a strong advocate for not just the PTSD, but also the cancer benefit legislation. So we do have mayors out there that are leading the charge at the municipal level. But, you know, all collectively work together, you know, what's in the past, we're going to move forward with good policy to protect our firefighters.
And these firefighters, that's not all they do. Like you said, they have families. Does this bill provide any relief for their families also?
Well, again, when you are diagnosed with cancer, there's usually a pretty substantial deductible that goes along with it. every time that there's an out-of-pocket expense from a household to treat cancer, it affects the whole ability of the household to function. So this benefit will ultimately help keep the household financially solvent.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Sure. Thanks. Appreciate it, Blaze.